A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Pei Aleph, Yevamos 81a, pagination is 161. Our topic is going to be Teruma, the priestly tithe, in our time, whether it is the Oraisa biblical or the Rabbanan rabbinic. But in order to get there, we start with a different topic, the topic of Androgynous, which is a person who has signs of being both male and female. In English, it's referred to as hermaphrodite. The term androgynous, Dr. Steinberg in his medical encyclopedia writes, is a combination of two Greek words, andro, meaning man, and gynos, meaning woman. And an androgynous is a person who has external signs of being both male and female. We have the term gynos even today in modern English in OBGYN. The GYN refers to a person who's an expert, who's a doctor, in female medicine. So that's androgynous, a man and a woman in one person. Dr. Steinberg points out that in all of Talmudic literature, we do not have a practical example of such a person, even though there's a lot of literature about it, so that presumably it could exist. But a specific name of a person in whom this existed is not cited, with the possible exception of Adam HaRishon, first man, who is described as having Zachar Unikeva Bara'am, according to one understanding, actually was male and female until Hashem divided him. But again, in general sense, it exists in Talmudic literature, but not by citing any specific person. The Mishnah in Bikurim, Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, tells us about an androgynous, no say, he can marry a woman, avalo nisa, but he cannot get married by a man, ka'anoshim, we view him in the sense of marriage like a man. And so, our Mishnah tells us, about 10 lines from the top of the page, androgynous kohen shenasa bas Yisrael, an androgynous kohen that married a woman who is not of kohen lineage. So the only way that she would eat teruma is if we consider the marriage to the Kohen a valid marriage. And the Mishnah paskins ma'achila b'teruma, this marriage enables her to eat teruma, the priestly tithe, because apparently the marriage is considered a good marriage, and she is considered the wife of a Kohen. The Gemara tells us, not so fast to draw your conclusions. About midway on the page, between up and down, at the beginning of a line, the word androgynous, Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, Ma'achila bitruma, he is going to enable her to eat teruma, ve'ein ma'achila b'chaza v'shok, but he's not going to enable her to eat the priestly portions of animals in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. What's the difference? The Gemara asks. And two lines later, the Gemara answers, Hacha b'maya askinan, in order to understand this Mishnah and Reish Lakish's qualification about it, you need to understand that we're talking about Teruma b'zman hazeh dirabonon. Teruma, in our time, because it's only rabbinic. And going back to the Mishnah, Androgynous, we're unclear whether he's considered a man or a woman. So he married a woman. We're okay with that, but it's only a marriage of questionable nature. And therefore, ma'achila b'truma, he would enable her to eat teruma in our time because teruma is rabbinic. But had it been in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's teruma or it's chaza v'shok, other portions that go to the Kohen, she would not be able to eat. And therefore, our topic morphs into the topic, not so much about androgynous, but that was just setting the stage for an essential halacha, a questionable case regarding teruma in our time is viewed leniently because it's viewed as a derabbanon, as a mitzvah of rabbinic origin. This has a beautiful presentation on Yevamos Pei Beis, Yevamos 82a, pagination 163, which is tomorrow's daf, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page, V'hatanya, as we learnt in a brisa. Shtei kupos, you have two baskets. Achas shel chulin, one holds regular kosher food, mundane food. Va'acha shel teruma, and one basket holds holy food, the tithe, the teruma. Ulefneim shtei se'in, and in front of these two baskets are two portions. Acha shel chulin, va'acha shel teruma. One is regular kosher, mundane food, and one is a portion of teruma, the priestly tithe. V'naflu elu b'soch elu. And they mixed. In other words, one of the portions went into one of the baskets, and the other portion went into the other basket. Hare elu mutarim. You're allowed to eat both contents of each basket. You're allowed to eat the contents according to the former understanding of what was contained in that basket. She'ani omer, because we say, teruma l'soch teruma nafla v'chulin b'soch chulin naflu. A special leniency by rabbinic law that we're allowed to assume that the teruma went into the teruma basket and the chulin went into the chulin basket. And therefore, we do not have to worry that the teruma fell into the chulin, and now we got a mixture of chulin and teruma, and it's all going to be have to be eaten with sanctity. And the chulin that went into the teruma, likewise, it's all mixed, and it's all going to have to be eaten with sanctity. We don't say that, because if the prohibition that we're dealing with is derabbanan rabbinic, so the rabbis allowed you to say a principle, she'ani omer, that we assume that it went into the proper matching contents, and therefore we minimize the amount that becomes prohibited. This would be true, provided that it's mixing into contents, even in worst case scenario, that it mixed into the opposite type, that it's still equal. You do not require actual majority in order to say this. Again, what's the principle? Principle is called She'ani Omer, because we can say, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Yud Aleph in Yoredeya, and it's said by Mitzvahs Derabbanon, the rabbis allowed that their legislation should have this leniency of assumption that the teruma fell into the teruma basket, and therefore what is known to be chulin until now continues to be known as chulin. Again, how did we get here? We started off with a topic of an androgynous who is a questionable marriage, if he's a Kohen, he will enable his wife to eat teruma in our time, because teruma in our time is derabbanan. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.